God answers Hannah in 1 Samuel. When Hannah was distressed by her sister wife, who shames her because she cannot have children, Hannah reaches out to God in prayer. Elkanah tried to console her in her grief and yet was unable to comfort her. The grief she bore is all-consuming, and she tries so hard to find counsel that even the priest Eli thinks she is intoxicated. It is only when she prays and hears the words of the priest's blessing that she feels well enough to go home. Hannah tells Eli she's not drunk, but deeply troubled, and does not want to be counted as worthless. Eli then tells Hannah to go in peace, saying, "The God of Israel grant the petition you have made to him." Hannah has been making promises to dedicate her son to God that included giving her son as a Nazarite. Her prayer is, "O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me, and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicants, and no razor shall touch his head." Her prayer is answered, not because she is such a remarkable woman of prayer, but because God found favor in her. Hannah, whose name means favored or gracious, will conceive a boy child, and he will be called Samuel, and replace Eli the priest. God finds favor in whomever God chooses. We are encouraged to pray by Jesus, to ask whatever we need in his name, and God will grant us what we need. Sometimes we think what we need is the same as what we want. God is committed to caring for us even when we are undeserving. For example, when the rain falls, it falls on those who are faithful to God and to those who are not. Our prayer is part of the relationship we have with God that shows our faithfulness to the one true God of creation. We do not pray in order to be glorified, but to give glory to God. Again, it is for God we do the things we do, not for our glory, but to glorify God. Hannah conceives and bears a son only to give him to God. Yes, she will go to the temple once a year to see him, but he is dedicated to the work of God for his entire life. We are dedicated to God in a different way. We live our life in Christ by loving God and loving our neighbor, doing things that lift each other up because of Christ and what Jesus did for us and for what God continues to do for us. I have prayed many times and have felt as if God did not hear me. I continue to pray because that is what we are told by Scripture. Pray unceasingly. Be consistently in communication with God in prayer. Just have a conversation with God and take time to listen for God. God wants only good for us and gives us everything we need. Sometimes that includes what we want. God gives out of love, and that is why God gave us an open gate of salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God who answers prayer, we are blessed and humbled that you hear us when we call to you in our time of deepest longing. Receive our gratitude for your listening ear. You send Messiah and open the gate of salvation through Jesus Christ in answer to our prayer. Amen.